This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level once again, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you in the fellow greetings to each of you. And once again, before we begin on this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication. The opportunity for you to enter into an altered state of consciousness, what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, have the opportunity to have a telepathic interaction or a silent communication, as we refer to it, with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you might refer to as your higher self, that fuck of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You will find that if you express the intent and close your eyes, that you can indeed alter that consciousness, enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and be involved and enjoy that telepathic interaction or exchange of information. And many times, once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And while you may not have total recall of that interaction, of that telepathic interaction and exchange of information, nonetheless, we assure you that it does occur, that fuck of consciousness that you are is interacting telepathically with other entities, other energies, if you wish. And the information that you receive many times comes to you in the form of intuitive suggestions that assist you in understanding and in participating in your creation process in this vibrational level that you exist in. And so we encourage you to be involved, but as always, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we tell you time and time again that you are the creators of this reality, of this vibrational level that you choose to exist in. And we tell you time and time again that it's an illusion, not insignificant, but illusionary. And we tell you time and time again that it's a reflection of the beliefs you hold. In order to have some type of capacity to consciously influence and to create your reality, you must first of all accept that it is your creation. You see, if you don't believe that it's your creation, then the reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of those beliefs. And while you may have certain successful attempts at organizing, influencing, and correcting various aspects of your day-to-day experiences, if you don't believe you're in control, then at some point there will be issues that will validate that belief system that you're not in control. It's not a right or wrong concept. It's not like if you hold this belief that you're not in control, that somehow that's a bad belief to hold. Absolutely not. That's your choice. If you wish to believe that you're not in control, if you enjoy the experiences and the emotions and feelings that are resulting from those day-to-day activities, then by all means continue to be involved in that type of a creation process and to hold that belief. You see, it's not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instance that you must follow a certain type or you must hold a certain belief. Absolutely not. That's your choice. What we're suggesting is that it's your choice as well to change any experience that you're involved in that you don't enjoy. It's your choice. Absolutely. You like to believe in this time and space contingent, that there is a passage of time. And it's really illusionary. Time and space don't really exist other than in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, in your awakened consciousness state, it validates the reality. It makes it more real. It makes it clear that you're not in control. Particularly not in control of altering or having some type of influence over your past. And you like to look upon your past as a validation, indeed, that this is real. That past is written in stone and it can't be changed. And that the future, on the other hand, is something that's perhaps to a limited extent for some within your capacity to influence and to control. For others, the future is completely wide open and completely within your capacity to make choices and decisions and have some direct influence upon what it is that you experience in that future. And so the passage of time validates the reality, the illusion. Makes it more real. And in your so-called past, in your history, you look back and you can realize the difficulties that have been involved in your so-called other incarnational periods, if you wish. The past history in your other centuries. You see, even in this incarnational period, many entities look upon it as being the one, that this is it, that this is all there is. And yet, we would suggest that you exist in a multitude of incarnational periods. And in order to give you some type of an explanation that you can grasp, we'll refer to your past incarnational periods that you existed in, if you wish. Your past incarnational periods where you came into a particular time frame, and it was very difficult in that so-called era for you to have a direct influence upon the reality that you experienced in your awakened consciousness state. Your choice. You see, it's always important to understand that when we attempt to give you some type of a description of what you're experiencing or have experienced, that you understand that it's your choice. It's not that some other entity decided that you must experience that and that you would have the limitations, but rather it was your choice. At one point in your so-called history, you existed in the Lemurian and in the Atlantean periods, and at those periods, particularly in the Lemurian period, you understood that you had the capacity to consciously influence and to correct your reality. So that your past is not something that's been this difficult growth, absolutely not. At one point you were, in terms of so-called technologically advancement, far ahead of what you are at this particular so-called point in time. It's your choice to have the limitations on what's available to you. It's not some other entities, and it's not because you haven't progressed or you haven't evolved far enough. It's because you choose to put the limitations in place. And so-called in your so-called past history, in these other incarnational periods, you as entities chose to exist in this illusionary reality with the limitations put in place to have the capacity to consciously influence and to create your reality. And so the reality for the most part was put in place in your altered states of consciousness. And we'll refer to some of those altered states of consciousness as your between incarnational state. Simply because, once again, it gives you that time frame. It's like when you live through a particular incarnation and then you die and then you reincarnate and then you die. And so it validates time and space if you can look at it from that perspective. And so in these so-called in-between incarnational states, you put in place the belief systems that you brought into that particular incarnation. You interacted with the other entities that you would be involved with, and you all agreed that, yes, this is what we would experience. And you entered into a particular family situation, and you entered into a group of individuals, and you brought in place in with you all of the belief systems that you held within your so-called physical makeup. in what your scientists are calling your DNA, and you put in place all of the potential realities, and as you went through the incarnational period, the realities were experienced almost what many of your scholars like to refer to as fate, and so it was put in place. And the choices that you made in that particular incarnational period had a very limited effect upon the outcome of the reality that you experienced in that incarnational period. It's not that you couldn't have choices, absolutely. You did have choices, but the choices were not nearly as effective in altering your particular reality as they are in this particular incarnational period. Particularly in this particular incarnational period. And so you went through these so-called past lives with limited capacity to influence your realities because you chose to. It's always important to understand that you choose, that it's not something that's forced upon you, it's not something that other entities are influencing, it is your choice. It is your choice. You choose to put in place the so-called human consciousness belief systems and what we refer to as the societal belief systems and the individual belief systems. You choose to put them in place. Not some other entity, not some other group of individuals. There's not some guides or angels that are creating your reality for you. If there is, they're your creation. You see, it's important to understand that you can have all of that if you wish to believe that you're not in control. And you wish to believe that you have guides and angels that are influencing and creating your reality. That's not a wrong concept. This is not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instant that one particular way of believing is better than another, that one particular way of creating this reality is better than another. Absolutely not. The right or wrong concept is a human and awake consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And so if you wish to choose that you're not in control, if you wish to choose that there are other entities that are influencing your reality, you can, not only can, but do have that. That's your choice. You can have it. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. It can in fact be very comforting to some and can allow some to experience some very exciting realities. Absolutely. And that's what you're here for. That's why you exist in this vibrational level, to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with the creations of those realities. So it's not right or wrong. It's a choice. And so you, once again, in your so-called past, put in place these limiting belief systems because it made it more real to believe that you were not in control, and to experience realities that validated that belief system and intensified the emotions and feelings that were surrounding the activities that you were involved in because you believed you were not in control. And then you came along into this particular incarnational period and you chose as a human consciousness to alter the energy that matched up your vibrational level. And to give yourselves as entities existing within this vibrational level the opportunity to consciously influence the reality that you're experiencing. And we've suggested many times that that particular alteration, because you choose to believe in this concept of time and space, and in order to make it more real, to validate it, you chose to have a time frame for the evolution, if you wish, from your so-called past into your possible future. And you begin it in the year of 1987 and you will complete it in the year of 2012. And you see in your past, when you put in place all of the belief systems in your so-called altered states of consciousness, it was quite easy for many entities who had the capacity to tap into that inner knowledge, if you wish, that's available to each of you, to predict, and quite accurately many times, to predict events that would occur throughout your so-called future. And as the future became the past and it became part of your history, you could look back upon it and say, oh yes, these predictions were fairly accurate. and yet all of those predictions are due to end in the year of 2012. And that's not because you're going to end at this vibrational level. You've already, as a human consciousness, passed that point, if you wish, in your so-called time frame. But rather it's because in the year of 2012, it will be possible for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's not been readily available to you in your so-called history, in your past. It's been available, but very difficult to accomplish. And those who were successful at understanding that the reality is your creation and at understanding that it was indeed possible not only to influence it, but to alter it. You, as awakened consciousness individuals, chose to put them up as being some type of heroes. You put them up as some types of individuals who possessed these godly like capabilities. You're no different than any of you. You see, you're all equal. There is not one that is more advanced or less advanced than another. You simply choose to hide from it. And so in this year of 2012, and for some individuals, this capability has already entered into their creation process. You will have the capacity to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. You will have the ability. It doesn't mean that you have to exercise it. You see, once again, this is not something that you must or must not do. It's a reality that's available to you as entities because you choose to put it in place. It's your choice. It's so important to understand that it's your choice. You see, if you don't believe that it's within your capacity to influence your reality from a conscious state, then it's not. That's a choice. It's your choice. It's not some other entity's choice, and it's not something that you're being subjected to. It's not something that you must grow through. It's not something you must learn. It's a simple basic choice that you can make. Your choice. The irony of it is, you create the reality whether you believe it or not. You create your reality to validate the belief you hold. And the belief precedes the reality. Of all of the messages that we bring to you, and we've been telling you this now for a very long time in this incarnational periods, and indeed in other incarnational periods for as far back as you wish to attempt to jog your so-called past life regression memories. We've had this communication, this involvement, if you wish, suggesting that it's within your capacity to create whatever it is you desire. Not only within your capacity, but you do it whether you choose to believe it or not consciously. You see, to choose to not believe that it's within your capacity to create is still an expression of your choice, of your desire. You get whatever it is you desire. You get whatever it is you desire without exception. The reality you experience validates the beliefs you hold. It never changes. It's the most important message that we can bring to you. That you are the God you search for. That the reality you experience is your creation, not some other entities, and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is illusionary. Use whatever method or technique works for you that you believe will assist you in consciously influencing your reality, and you can have that. And once again, many individuals, as you near the end of this transition period into what we've referred to as this new age and new energy, the alteration of the very makeup of this vibrational level that you exist in, are experiencing success in this conscious creation process. And it's not taking a long period of time. You see, some of the methods or techniques that are available suggest that you must go through certain steps and it must take a very long time for you to alter your belief system. And you can have that if you want. It's not right or wrong. If that assists you and if that's what you believe, then by all means, utilize that type of method or technique. But it's not necessary. You can make the choice to alter a belief system instantly and you can alter that belief system. You have but to believe. You have but to believe. And it's not one that's better than the other. And we've used the analogy many times of the boats that are lined up along the shore and the individuals trying to choose which one. It's not important which one. What's important is that you believe that that particular boat is seaworthy and will get you where you want to go. That's what's important. And if you believe it, then it will, by all means, be the vessel that you should use and utilize. It'll give you whatever it is that you desire. Not only will it, but does. You see, that's the irony, is what we continuously suggest again and again and again. You get what you desire, without exception. And so many individuals look at the reality they experience and it's less than desirable, and they ask that question, well, that's not what I desire. Well, it is. Now, you may not desire to have a certain disease, for example. You may look at it and say, well, you can't tell us, Jafiah, that we really desired to have this illness. Well, perhaps you didn't desire that particular illness, but you didn't desire to be healthy either. You see, you didn't believe that it was within your capacity to heal that illness. You didn't believe that you're worthy. You don't like who you are at some level, or you're involved in different interactions. Not only with other individuals, but perhaps even different interactions with your so-called self, with your ego, of not liking who you are, of not loving yourself consciously. You see, if you don't like who you are, and you have this conflict with inside that you're not worthy of experiencing these realities that you would look upon as being desirable realities. And so because you're not worthy, it becomes very difficult to achieve that reality, to consciously have that influence. It continuously slips away, seems to be within your grasp, and then it's gone. You sit down and wonder, what's the problem? And you go through all of these particular methods and techniques, and none of them seem to work. And then you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see. And if you don't like what you see, the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief that you're not worthy. And it does so joyously from a position of absolute and unconditional love without judging whether it's right or wrong. And you get that validation that you're not worthy. And you experience all types of realities to validate the belief system. The belief system precedes the reality. Like who you are. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. It's important. We don't tell you to do many things. We usually suggest that do whatever it is you wish. If you believe, then it will assist you and it will validate in your reality creation process. But it becomes very difficult for you to have the capacity, should you choose, to consciously create your reality if you don't believe that you're worthy of that ability. If you don't believe that you're worthy of creating a desirable reality. Like who you are. You are, without question, an entity that's equal to no more and no less than any other entity that exists throughout all of creation. You are a spark of consciousness, if you wish. You are absolute unconditional love. And you create this reality you experience from that position of absolute and unconditional love without judgment of what's right or wrong. You just give it to your so-called awakened consciousness state and rejoice in the creation process. It's the awakened consciousness state to judge whether it's right or wrong, desirable or not desirable, good or bad, whether it's a joyous or an unhappy occasion. It's that awakened consciousness state that experiences the intense range of emotions and feelings. And it's that experience of those intense range of emotions and feelings that the so-called inner self, the spark of consciousness that you are, desires to experience. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. It's really so simple. It's so simple that it's difficult to expand upon it. It's difficult to go beyond those basic beliefs. If you grasp them, if you can get a grasp that you are all that is, if you can get a grasp that this reality is a validation of your belief systems, and if you can understand indeed that you cannot fail, that you're not into this reality because you must learn something, but rather to enjoy, then you can have it all. That's the important part. The rest is illusionary. The rest is the capacity and the ability to experience certain realities that allow you those intense ranges of emotions and feelings. And if you like yourself, it becomes much easier for you to validate so-called belief systems that bring to you your more desirable realities. Like yourself. Love yourself consciously. Love yourself. You like yourself, we suggested many times, it's quite simple to begin to like yourself. If you don't like who you are, simply put in place a list of principles and apply the principles. And as you apply the principles, you will begin to see that you like who you are. Don't do the principles because you want to impress other people. Put it down from yourself. It's yourself that you want to make happy, not other entities or individuals. You want to do this for yourself. Like who you are. If you like who you are, other entities will like you as well. And then you begin to apply the principles, and as you apply the principles, you strengthen the character, and the stronger your character becomes, the more you like who you are. And if you fail on the principles once in a while, it's not a big deal. Put that aside and dwell upon the positive. You see, when you dwell upon that negative, when the negative part or aspect of a particular interaction or experience becomes the one that stands out most in your so-called conscious mind, then the spark of consciousness that you are begins to validate the belief that perhaps you're a failure, that you can't do that. And the spark of consciousness that you are, once again, doesn't judge whether that's right or wrong, it just gives it to you joyously. And so you dwell upon this very few times, if you wish, on the minor instances when you have failed to apply your principles, and you begin to believe that you're a failure. And you wake up in the middle of the night, and you look at yourself sitting there, and you dwell upon this particular reality that you're experiencing, and you begin to blow it all out of proportion. You begin to feel that you're a failure. And you begin to make choices and decisions based upon that feeling. And as a result of those choices and decisions, you begin to indeed influence the very thought process that changes your belief system. And you change the belief system. And you begin to validate the belief that perhaps it's not possible for you to be able to consciously create your reality. And guess what? The spark of consciousness that you are grants that particular belief system and grants that reality joyously, and you can have it. And it's not right or wrong. It's simply a validation of a belief you hold. That's what's so important for you to grasp an understanding of that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Belief precedes reality without exception. Now, many of the beliefs that you hold are the human consciousness belief systems, and there are entities who will dwell on trying to alter the human consciousness belief systems, and while it can be done, it's very difficult. The so-called laws of physics that you chose to put in place as you entered into this vibrational level and that you entered into the consensus to be involved in the validation and the maintenance of those so-called human consciousness belief systems makes it very difficult to alter it. You can if you wish. That's where you wish to go, then you can have that, you can do that. It's not beyond your capacity, but it becomes very difficult. And then you have the societal belief systems, much easier to change, but still more difficult. And then the individual belief systems, the one that bring you the joys or the sadnesses that you experience throughout your day-to-day activities. And those are within your capacity to influence and to alter. You have but to believe. You have but to believe that you're in control. And then choose the method or technique that works for you. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. And then joyously create the reality that you experience. And you can have it all. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. And if it's an illusion, then you can change it. It's only when you believe that it's real that it becomes more difficult for you to alter. It's an illusion. A significant illusion, certainly, but nonetheless an illusion. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Love is a state of being and a state of doing. You do things to allow you to experience so-called positive emotions and feelings, and you do things for another to allow them to experience so-called positive emotions and feelings. You give to someone to allow them to experience a feeling of joy, or a feeling of belonging, or a feeling of security, or a feeling of conviction. You give to someone to allow them to have these positive emotions and feelings, and you give it unconditionally. You see, so many individuals get involved in these societal interactions, and they lose track of what it is to love yourself and to love others. They exist in societal limitations many times. And you're involved with your family, for example, and you exist in a society where it believes that a family assists their children, but only to a certain point, and the children must be involved and follow certain rules, and if they don't, then the assistance will end. You're giving the assistance because you love that individual, absolutely, but the instant that you put a condition on that if you don't follow the certain rules, then the assistance will end, then you have entered into a contract that's not a gift of love. You may love that individual. We're not suggesting that you don't love them. We're just suggesting that when you give that type of a gift and you believe you're giving someone a gift, but you say, I'll give you this, but you must follow these certain rules, then you've no longer given a gift of love. You've put in place a contract. You've entered into agreement. I'll do this if you give me this. That's not a gift of love. That's a contract. That's an agreement. Nothing wrong with it. It allows your society to function. But be aware that it's not a gift. This allows the other individual to experience the feelings of emotion and intensity of emotions that come with a gift that's given without conditions to express love. Not only for another individual, but to yourself as well. You see, there are individuals who would give to themselves a certain gift. If I do this, you may have an addiction to a various element in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so if I break the addiction, then if I break this addiction to this particular whatever it is, it really doesn't matter, then I will give myself some type of reward. Well, that's not a gift of love. It's a gift that's once again a contract. And you can do that if you wish. There's nothing wrong with it. Once again, we're not suggesting that there's a right way and a wrong way. Simply that you understand that when you give a gift as an expression of love, That it's unconditional. You can do with it as you wish. It's an unconditional gift that allows the other to feel the joy, to feel the security, to know, to feel the intimacy that comes with that type of a gift. To know that another understands them. To know that another does not judge. To know that another allows that freedom. And so you give unconditionally. And there are other things that you do as an expression of love, but you get the idea. You allow someone to experience positive emotions and feelings. Feelings of intimacy, feelings of commitment, feelings of joy, feelings of security, of knowing, of allowing another to know you. Allow yourself to feel that love. Love yourself unconditionally. And when you begin to love who you are, then you have the capacity to love others, and others will begin to love you as well. Like who you are, love yourself, and you shall have the capacity in this so-called new age and new energy to influence your reality consciously in a manner that has been very difficult for you and for many almost bordering on impossible in your so-called past. As you enter into this new age and new energy, the ability to consciously influence your belief systems and to alter them shall be available to each of you in a manner that has been very difficult once again for you to achieve. You have but to believe. You've already, at the so-called human conscious level, altered the belief system to make it available to each of you to have that ability to consciously influence your reality. You have but to make the choice. You have but to believe. You have but to go with inside and discover that spark of consciousness that you are. And to discover whatever method or technique that works for you to alter your belief systems, and as a result of the alteration of the belief system, you will undoubtedly alter the reality. It's really that simple. It really and truly is. Change your belief, you change the reality. The choice is yours. Understand what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination to bring it into your reality. Like yourself and love yourself consciously so that you can have the expectation and the deservability that's necessary for you to consciously influence and create the reality that you can have it all. It's really that simple. You can make it more complicated, not only can, but you would a great length to make it more complicated, but it's not necessary. You are the God you search for. You create your reality and you cannot fail. The rest is illusionary. The rest is up to you to accept as is or to alter. If you like your reality, then live it, validate and reinforce the belief systems. If there are certain aspects of your reality that you would like to change, then change the belief system. You will change your reality. It's really that simple. It really is. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And we would remind you in the meantime that we are not separated by time or space, but rather via vibrational level, and should you choose to interact and share with us, we would welcome that opportunity, and you have but to express the intent. And we will leave you now for a moment or two with love and with peace. Thank you.